Hello, hello, hello. Hello, guys. I hope you're doing well. Welcome to another episode of Jane Speaks Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining me, and because it's just me here today. And I hope you enjoy it. So today I wanted to talk about influence, something to do with influence, and maybe I may touch on mentorship and something like that as well. But the topic came up for me. I was inspired to just touch on something called influence, the power of influence, I would say. I'm pretty sure that many of us who are probably listening right now are quite familiar with it, and the way I'm going to talk about it is not just, it's probably not going to be me telling you, oh, do this, do that. It's just me kind of hearing out my own view and kind of sharing my story and how I feel about it. So it may or may not be controversial for many people. You may or may not agree with it, but like I said, just to remind you, Jane Speaks is just my open hair journal sometimes. It's just a way for me to just hear out what I'm thinking. And I may touch on a few things and we'll see how this goes, okay? But anyway, I hope you guys will be able to get something out of it. Before I carry on, actually, this is something that I've actually shared on my radio show, in case you don't know, just to let you know. I have a radio show on COD Radio and it's titled The Women Show. So that is a show for... although it is for women, but we also welcome men. But the reason why it's called the Women's Show is because we tackle issues regarding women. We talk about things that are relating to women, and so it could, you know, it's everything, anything can be. It's not off topic on the show. And however, men are welcome, like I said, for them to get a bit more insight to women. And also, I mean, some of the topics we talk about as well is also relatable to men as well. So it's actually every Monday at 6 p.m. on COD Radio. Currently, you have to download the COD app to listen to the radio, but there are going to be other means of listening very, very soon as well. But if you want to listen to tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking about mental health, and it's something that you might want to listen to as well, because it's not just mental health, just doesn't affect women alone, it also affects men. So men are also welcome to listen out to what's going to be discussed. And then it's going to be probably a two-part series, and also not just talking, we're also going to be enjoying lovely, amazing music as well. A lot of comments have come to say that the music is always on point, you know. And yes, it's going to be amazing music, lovely music. I love music, so I love to make sure that, you know, we play good, lovely, amazing music as well for you to enjoy. You know, if you're privileged to listen, go and download the COD app actually, and join me at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Join me at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, and let's have a talk. Let's enjoy. You can also join the conversation through the COD Radio social media as well, and you will learn more about that as well on the show. So make it a date at 6 p.m. tomorrow, on Monday tomorrow at 6 p.m. So with that out of the way, I just thought I'd let you know, because what I wanted to talk about, which is influence, I wanted to talk about the power of influence, and in particular to do with social media and things like that. I know I can't remember if it's I've talked about this a long time ago. It's in one of my old podcasts that I shared on it. If you are listening on my website, then you will see it there. You will see it there where I talked about how to make friends and influence people. I've read that book, and to be honest with you, I think I need to read that book again, because I was giving my own view and my own review on the book and what I've learned from that book. And I feel like I need to actually go back again. It's been a while since I read that book, and I need to go back again and read it anyway. And there's a few other books that I need to read, like my John C. Maxwell book, the one about leadership as well. I think I need to go back and read that book again. All right, okay. On a side note as well, I think it's also a good idea to actually follow the man, because I follow him on Instagram as well, and I just learned a bit of, you know, quotes here and there, things that he does, like these little videos and things like that, you know, which I found very, very useful and helpful as well. So with that out of the way, I just want to share my own view on what I think and what has been helping me, because I think it might help someone. I know some of you might think it's a bit weird, but I think it might help you. I shared on the radio, I think it was last week, I shared on the radio that you have to be careful. You know, I think we all know this already, but sometimes we don't know how to navigate around it. You have to be very careful the people you follow on social media. Social media has become a very big platform that plays a major role in our lives, whether we know it or not. And it does influence you in a big way. It plays a very big role in the world today as we know it. And it's, you know, as we know it now, we've heard of many people committing suicide because of the AIDS. I was talking about that on the radio last week, about the people are just bullying people. As in, social media has given them power, people's power to bully people that you don't even know, to say rude things, to be so unkind to people, you know. And social media has allowed that, you know, the things that you will not generally be exposed to, even if people are talking about you or saying things about you, maybe doing these things back in those days, you would not be aware of it. It just kind of stays there. But now everyone, you know, you get more hate, you get more things on social media. And similarly, obviously I said that in a bad way, there's also the good part of where you get so much love from people that you don't even know as well. But a lot of the time, this hate words, this unkind people has really made a big impact on people's mental health. And you know, it takes me back to the story of Caroline Lack, I think that's her name, who committed suicide because of something that happened. I know it's not just social media that played a role, the media itself, like the news and things like that, also played a role in it as well. And then there's so many other stories we've heard of people just because of what they hear on social media. You know, you go on TikTok, you just see this rude comments because someone shows something and people just say something rude. Like, I know it's a representation of who they are, not of who those people are, not necessarily you as a person, but because you know, people react, especially when it comes to mental health, people have different ways, and people have different ways of dealing with this. Now I'll take me for example. There are some things you will say to me on a normal day, I'm not just, it don't bother me. It will not, no matter how rude, sometimes you can be very, very rude to me. You can say the rudest thing ever, and it won't really bother me. Sometimes I just be like, whatever. Because I know, my mental state is okay at that point in time. And I'm able to like process it and be like, okay, that is just a representation of you. You may be going through a bad day. There must be something wrong with you. You're the one that's got a problem, not me. And you know what, I'm just gonna pass it off and just leave you to deal with your problem. I'm not gonna take it out on you, or you know what, say whatever you like, it don't bother me. I have those moments sometimes. And then sometimes where, you know what, the people might not even say something as bad, you know, and it just kind of really sinks to me. It really just gets to me. And it's just due to my mental state, you know, but it's just based on how I feel and what is going on in my head at that particular time. And, you know, it could really, really bother me. Like, even the slightest thing, it maybe might really, really bother me. So, yeah, that's something we have to be careful of, because we're saying yes, it's social media. It's true. It's social media. People get rude, and people are, we know all these things that, oh yeah, it's not you, it's them, and blah blah. But your mental state really determines how you react to hate, how you react to rude people. Your mental health really, really determines that. And your state of mind and how you feel at that point in time really determines how you react and how you take things. Even if you want to say, you know what, I'm not going to react to this, or I'm not going to, you know, thinking, but it's how you feel within you determines how you're going to actually do it, react to it. And yeah, it's just something I wanted to say, that yes, we know that social media, just like YouTubers, you know, they get a lot of hate, they get a lot of criticism, and we know that already. They know that because every time they can Harry that is on YouTube is aware of that. Every YouTuber knows that, but that doesn't solicit, that doesn't mean that they have to always accept it. That doesn't mean that they get used to it. You can't get used to people saying bad words to you. It affects you. It's just what we tell people, our parents, that be careful what you say to your children, because the more you, if you continue saying it, it becomes them. They become that thing that you're telling them. So that's exactly what it is. So just because we know this is what happens in the social media world, or because we know what happens on YouTube and blah, 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 doesn't mean that we have to keep accepting it. Doesn't mean that we have to say, oh, I'm used to you. Can't be used to things like that, especially something that is negative. You can't be used to it. Otherwise, you become it, and that's not what we want, you know. And you can't get used to things like that. You can't accept people. Even yes, you know, these are the things that happen, these are the rude words that happen. You can't say, I'm okay with it, I'm gonna accept it, I'm gonna take it. Of course not, you know. And that is why sometimes some of them will actually talk back, because yes, they have the right to do that. And you know, as a YouTuber myself, if I receive, even though my content that I produce is not something that will solicit anyone to say any rude words or bad, but you'll be surprised. I've been surprised a couple of times. I mean, even though it's still a small channel, but you'll be surprised the things that people just come onto your channel, randomly just make certain comments, and you're thinking, where did this one come from? Like, where did this come from? You know, you're just thinking, okay, I just don't understand. You're just like, okay. And you can realize that the person is going through something. There's something wrong with that person, you know. But you can't, because of that, say, yeah, let me leave it, it's okay. No. So when I say things like that, especially when they even direct it towards other subscribers, really does do my idea. I just delete it straight away. I've experienced one or two things like that. And even when I see negative comments like that, or whether it's directed to other subscribers, especially when it's directed to other subscribers, it really does do my head in. Like, why? You don't even know this person from nowhere. Why would you just all of a sudden just say things like that to people? Why? Who are you? Is it, you know? And so I delete such things straight away. And sometimes when people just say some silly things, they're just like, okay, let me put you straight. Me, I don't hold back, okay? I don't see the reason why. It's just because it's YouTube or internet or social media doesn't mean I can't say nothing. If you have the guts to type with your hands, your tiny hands, to say those things, so do I. I'm just like you as well. So do I. I have the right, the guts to reply you and put you straight. I'm not going to be rude to you, but I am going to put you straight and let you know that, look, what you've just done there or what you've just said there is not right, or just let you know that you're getting this wrong, you must be mistaken, or things like that. So if you are keyboard happy, or is that what they call it, you're keyboard happy, you're able to tap away, so am I, you know, so am I. Everyone has the rights to their keyboard as well. So yeah, I am going to put you straight. I'm going to let you understand what's going on. I just calm yourself down, okay? That's sometimes when I feel like it. Sometimes if I don't feel like it, I just delete it straight away. I ain't got your time. I delete it, I block you. Simples. But so far I've not had to do much of that, you know, even though my channel is quite small. But I know there will be a time, you know, because I'm trying to expand my channel, I'm trying to expand things. And there, you know, when you start doing more things, you start getting more exposure, you just tend to get a lot of these things more. So I, you know, like I said, as you can see now, I know these things, I'm aware of this thing, but it doesn't mean that I need to accept it. It doesn't mean that I just need to let it be like that. No, we can't. And I'm loving it, because this is what is happening now. I know back then when social media happened, it was something that people were not, you know, it kind of, I don't know whether they were weary of, the people were not happy to do such a thing. But now people are fighting back. If you're gonna be rude to me, I'm gonna be rude. But I know I'm gonna give you something back. I'm gonna answer you. And I remember recently, but not recently, I remember one time as well, TD Jakes. I love the man. When people start saying, oh, is this how a pastor should dress? Or he always has something to say back to them. And I'm like, not always, but sometimes. Sometimes he just gives them back. And I think that's how it should be. You don't always have to solicit the answer, because then you give them power sometimes by answering them, you know. You know what? they say about silence is the best answer for a fool. Yeah, I also believe in that. I also believe in that so much. I just ignore. Just silence is just, when you, especially when you can see the foolery. You know, is it the foolery or the foolishness in it? You're like, you know, I'm not even gonna waste my time on this foolishness right now. I am not. You know, for my mental health, I'm not even gonna waste my time. You know, sometimes it's just like, nah. Now, you know what they say about even a stupid man, even a fool is considered wise when he keeps quiet. That's something that has been in me for a very long time, you know, a very long time. Since I read it, since I was very young, I've been aware of that verse and I'm like, yes. However, sometimes as well, there's a time where you also have to speak, you know, but just make sure, the thing is, and make sure you're in the right mental state, because then you wouldn't sound as foolish as they are. That's the thing, you have to be careful that you're in that right mental state, so that when you talk, you are talking from as a wise person, you know, you're talking and you're making sense and you're not sounding just as foolish as them, you know. You know, there's some clapback. Is it clapback you give to people and you just give them quiet? They don't even know what to say. And some of them, as foolish as they are, sometimes they will feel like they want to say something and then they just even expose how foolish they are. I've seen so many of these on Instagram. Or, you know, you give them a perfect answer and they don't even know what to say, but they just want to say, just because they want to say something, for the sake of saying something, they'll go on and say even something much more foolish. And you're like, oh my God, who is this human being? Like, who are you? I just thinking, now what? I can't even waste my time with this foolery. Like, this is not even, this is me. I'm way beyond this. And you just leave it. Like, you know, some people just keep talking and then they even expose how foolish. You know, when you think people cannot be more stupid, and then they keep talking and then they even become more stupid just by the words they say. I just like, nah. So yeah. So what I was saying in general is that, you know, these things cannot be, I mean, people, social media has given people power to bully people, to say unkind things, but it's also given us power to also spread good, to also spread, to stop these people as well. That's the thing. I know people are always saying that, oh, social media needs to do something. And I'm thinking, I don't know what they can do when it comes to this kind of a thing, but we have a power within us. That's the thing. We shouldn't let this negativity influence us. We can fight back and spread positivity, spread kindness instead, and that's it. And then when it comes to social media, I want to share my own what I do, like my own secret, something that I have started doing since last year or the year before. Since last year I've really started doing this, because I have I've always had, like, you know, when you have different Instagram page, so I have different Instagram page for different mood. I was sharing this with someone and she was like, you're weird, you're strange. I'm like, yeah, I do, because I have different Instagram page for different passion that I'm interested in, and a lot of the time my original Instagram page, which is now converted to my YouTube Instagram, is a page that I don't like. I have stopped going on that page for a long time. I don't like going on that page. There is something about that page now that kind of, I find it toxic. And I don't know if toxic is the word, it's a big word, but I think it is for me. And you know, sometimes, you know, when they say food is another man's poison, one man's food is another man's poison. So sometimes what might be good for you today might not be good for you tomorrow, and that is it, how I feel about that page. So at this moment in time, based on my mental health and the way I feel, that page is toxic for me. I can't handle it at the moment. And I've stopped going on there, even though I'm still able to share things when I put on things on my page. I'm still able to share it, but I can't go onto that page. It's become a taboo for me. I can't go onto that page anymore until I figure out a way to navigate around it and to find a better way, or until I feel mentally okay. But if I feel like I can never do it again, it's something that I may just have to kind of deactivate that page completely and just yeah, start afresh and stuff like that. But that page is a no-go area for me. It's toxic for me at the moment, and I just can't go there anymore. However, I have about 3 or 4 or 5 pages, to be honest, I'm not even gonna lie, that I use, and they are for my different passion. Right now, Jane's Peace is where I am mainly on at the moment. So it's Jane's Peace. So it's J-A, I mean, you already have the details. The details is on the description box. You know my Instagram. So that Instagram page is where you will probably mostly find me if you're trying to communicate with me. Or if you want to communicate with me, just communicate with me on my website as well. That you will find me there. So yeah, I'm most active when it comes to sharing my this podcast, or sharing information, or just doing what I love to do, which is just to inspire people and just share inspirational quotes, share my story, share things that have inspired me. You know, that is where you find me there, and that is what I am all about. And then I have different other pages as well, because I'm very passionate about home interiors, home decor. So I have a page for that where, I mean, I'm not sharing it, but I am able to get inspired by other people's home. And then there are other many other pages like that I don't really want to give, I don't want to share again, I don't want to give too much away. But there are other pages that I have where is based on my different passions, different things that I'm passionate about and I want to be inspired from. So that is why my initial page are just pages of random people that I've known, and I don't need that anymore in my life. I need things that will inspire me, that will make me be a better person. So on Jane's Peace, I follow a lot of inspirational people. I follow a lot of people that inspire, like literally they inspire me, like, you know, writers, authors, inspirational people, you know, kind of those kind of people. Those are the people that you follow. And there's also another one where I also follow people that like women in ministry. I follow there are many ones like that, and you know, I love it. So I mean, something that I feel like everyone should do, really. I'm not saying you should have numerous Instagram pages, but if you have Instagram and if you just want to do your one Instagram page, just filter. You know, I've shared this before actually on my YouTube long time ago. You may not find the video anymore, but I'll just say that filter out the people you want to follow, because if you realize that these people, or when you go onto this page, you feel some sort of way. You feel influenced, but not the influence that you want, you know? Because the thing is that we all get influenced one way or the other. You know, we all get influenced one way or the other, whether it be on social media or whether we are even just sitting at home not being on social media. We get influenced on TV, everywhere we go, we are influenced by someone or something. That is a given. So, but on Instagram, you have the power of who you can influence, just because you don't have to. If there is a friend, that you don't have to follow that friend. Nobody's, it's not compulsory. I'm sorry, it's not compulsory to follow certain people. If you're not getting anything from them, don't follow them. It's not compulsory. If you're only following them to get all the gist of the gossip, then it's on you. That's you. But you know, you get to a certain stage in life where you feel like, I need better. There's something better. I need more. I'm better than this, because you grow, you mature, and you start to know yourself a bit more, like, okay, what do I want for my life at this stage? And I think that is where I am. I've gotten to that stage where I feel like, okay, what do I want for myself? Do I just want to be following people just so that I can keep tabs on them? Hell no. What's my, you know, it may sound insensitive, but no, it's like, I want to be influenced by people that will influence me, make me feel better, challenge me, and change the way I think. That will also maybe motivate me, inspire me to be a better person. Recently, I've been finding, like, one of my pages that I think is Jane's Peace, where when I go on there, I already find a quote that I need for that day. Just by going on the page, there's a quote there that I will just come up to my face. One on the explore page, not the explore, on the home page, like the people that I follow, a quote will just pop up, you know. And that's it. That's all I need for that day. You know, it's already started my day. You know, and that's it. That, you know, I don't want to be, you know, back then you go onto your page, you will see the picture of this one, a big, you know, wearing half naked picture. Or you hear a story of this person that, you know, you hear all this gist, you know, like spiritual word. I don't follow spiritual word anymore. You know, or you hear this gossip, and then I don't need that in my life anymore. I need something that will empower me, that will make me feel, you know, that will inspire me. I don't need to be listening the latest clothes you bought. I don't want to be seeing you going on holiday. What is that going to do for me? I'm sorry. I don't want to be saying that anymore. I want something that will, I wake up, I check you, and I feel inspired. I feel like, oh, yes, I can take on the day. I feel like, yes. You know, that's what I want on my page now. That's what I want to see when I go onto my Instagram. So, yeah, it's just about knowing what you want for yourself and then filter out the people that you follow. You know, the people that you follow and how they are influencing you, and how when you just see one picture of them or one post from them, does that motivate you? Does that make you feel better about yourself, or does it make you feel bad that, oh, make you feel like, oh, I wish I had what they had, or make you feel like, oh, I wish I was on holiday now? When you know, make you want to miss things that you're not capable of having. I don't want that anymore. I don't want to be thinking about things I don't have. I don't want to be thinking about things I wish I had. I want to be thinking about things I have. I want to be thinking about what I can do with what I have now. You know, that's what I want right now for my life. You know, I don't want to be wasting my time wishing I had this, wishing I had that. I want to spend my time learning how I can have what I want to have. Something like, if you know what I mean, you know, motivating my brain to do the things that I need to do to get what I want. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that for people that are doing it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but it's just that for me right now, that is not what I want. It's not where I am right now. It's not what I want for myself right now, you know. So yeah, it's all about you knowing what you want for yourself, and it's not a crime if you don't, if you stop following certain people. It's not a crime. It's all about yourself. And also, I talked about on the radio, so I shared something about TikToks. I do TikToks all the time. Just because I said yes, I follow inspirational people, or I watch things that, I mean, I go on pages. I have pages where it's based on what I feel or mood. Sometimes I don't really want to actually be on Instagram at all, you know, and I just want to detox. It's necessary for me to detox. I find it necessary now for me to do it every now and then. I just don't go on this Instagram at all. Although it may be difficult for some people, because it takes time and it takes a lot of time to actually get to that level. So when I say TikTok sometimes, it doesn't necessarily mean not going to Instagram at all. It means probably, for me, it means that not going to that page that you find toxic. So if you only have one page, then this is why I feel like you need to have other pages. So if you have other pages whereby it will stop you from going to that one that is toxic, you can go to the one that makes you feel good about yourself, that makes you feel good, make you feel better. You go to that one. That is detox. That, what is detox? Detox is drinking. Like, I remember when I once drank a detox tea, and you see, you're drinking something that will clear out. So something has to go in, basically. That's what's happening. When you're detoxing, something is still going in. It's not like you're just not doing anything at all. You are taking something in. So that's why I'm saying that, to get rid of the toxic one. So it's something replacing the other, basically. So you're taking the healthy things, the good things, to get rid of the rubbish things. Exactly, that is it. So you are going, so you're still, you can still go on to Instagram, but you're going to the healthy, the one that will make you feel good, make you feel better. You are going on to that one instead of going to that one that, you know, every time you go on it, you feel so bad, you feel some sort of way, you know, you feel that it's influenced you in a negative way. So that's what I'm saying when it comes to TikTok. Sometimes I'm not saying yes, even if you're addicted, it doesn't mean that you have to go on to the other one 24/7, but it just means that whenever you feel like, okay, let me go on Instagram, you go to the top, to the healthy one, the one that makes you feel good, you know, the one that will benefit you in a good way. You go to that one instead, and you don't go to the toxic one. And I think at the long run, if you're still constantly finding that place toxic, it's best to just remove it and deactivate it. I'm still leaving it there for, because I'm so busy. I mean, I've got so much things going on that I don't even know what to do with it right now. I've just left it there. I'm not going on there, you know. But as time goes on, I am going to most likely gonna deactivate that account and just start afresh, you know, start completely afresh. Because look at this thing, and that's something I actually wanted to say as well, that all these people, they follow you on Instagram. Well, at some point, they probably were your friends. Nobody, they will see your stories and they won't say nothing to you. They won't say hello. even a simple hello, but they are probably the first people that will check your Instagram story. They are the first people that will check, and then they won't even say a word. I remember someone saying, is that their monitoring spirit, people keeping tabs on you. I don't need that in my life. I don't want to, I don't have time to be keeping tabs on people, and I don't want people that will be keeping tabs on you. You say, you share things, they will be the first to say something, they'll be the first, you will see them, they're the first to go on your story. But when was the last time they said hello to you? I mean, if you are so quick to go onto my story, that means you are near enough to just say simple hello, you know. But no, they just share their stories and move on. I'm like, I don't need that. Nobody needs that. I mean, I must say, I kind of do that sometimes as well, you know. Well, I think it's not good, you know. It's not good when people just become that kind of environment whereby it's just, I don't like it. I mean, that's not the reason why I'm not on it, but it's part of it, you know. You say you're friends with people and they just, not even a simple hello. Okay, it's different when, you know, they don't probably not checking your stories, but they are always the first to check your story. Like you post, so you will see them, they're the first people, and they won't even say a word to you. Like, wow. it's interesting. So yeah, it's just one of those things that you're like, ah, that I see a lot of, and you're like, no. It's different if you don't know these people, but when you know them and you've known them long enough, you think it, and you've never even said hello to me or anything like that. Fishy, very fishy. I mean, at some point I had to be like, oh, hello, how are you? Like, oh yeah, hello, I can see you're doing well because I see you're saying, oh, please, don't do that. Stop it. Don't come be telling me, I see your stories. If I don't say hello to you, will you say that you see? Don't be telling me that. I know you see my stories, but you know what? I told you, well, let me say hello to you. Since you're always the first to come onto my story, and you didn't see me right, you just say, oh, hello. You know, just a simple hello, nothing else, you know, just hello will do. But no, you see my story, go. The next one, you're the first one again. I'm like, yo, come on now. Okay, all right, so yeah, I think that is where I'm gonna leave it, guys. I think I've been able to share what I wanted to share, so I hope someone may be able to gain something from what I've said today, because it might really help someone, because it's really helped me. I must say, it's really helped me, and I want to thank you so much for listening. And hopefully, I think next time, hopefully, we might be talking about mental health as well, and I'll be bringing some friends, someone over to discuss this with you guys. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.